You know, it's interesting. At first, I thought it was a delay in the recording. But then, after a little bit of experimentation, it's weird because your brain plays tricks on you. Because we were doing the test, and I was singing with the intro song, but my singing would always come in after the vocals. It's like, I think I'm singing, not that I can sing. I think I'm singing with the song, but I'm actually behind. And some of you may say, well, but great one, is it really 09:45 in the morning? That's 9:45 a.m. for you civilians. And are you already drinking a martini? The answer is yes, I can do that because I'm an adult. You should try it sometime. Not the martini, the adult part.
Well, you can walk out on me tonight.
You can.
If you think that it ain't feeling right.
Ooh, how are your feels?
But darling.
Yeah, darling.
There ain't no getting over me.
You can't get over the great one. Once you have heard me, you're scarred
well, you
for life.
You can say that you need to be free.
Oh, you can say you need to be free, but you want the government to control your body.
That I want
you know
me.
You do. You
sweet
need the
darling,
state to tell you what to do
no
with your body.
Over me. I'll be the bill you forgot to
I'll
pay.
Be the taxes you have to pay.
I'll be the dream that keeps you away.
I'll be the NSA monitoring
I'll
your communications.
Be the song on the radio.
I am the podcast you can't
I'll
unhear.
Be the reason that you tell the boys no.
It's like Adam
Don't
Piggott
you know?
Said on one of his podcasts. Your goal when fucking a woman should be to ruin her for every other man that will ever fuck her for the rest of your life. Her life. Not your life. Well, yeah, for your life too. Whether it's your life or her life. If she's being fucked by another man, she should be laying there thinking, God, this guy is just not as good as the great one was. And it works. Ask your girlfriend, she'll tell you. Are you crying because of the trumpeting?
I'll be the smile when there's no one around.
I'm smiling because of the trumpeting.
I'll be the book that you just can't put down.
I love melting
so
snowflakes.
You can walk out on me tonight. If you think that it ain't feeling right.
Ooh, your feels.
But darling,
there ain't no getting over me.
You
or anarchy
see,
for that matter. See, anarchy is coming,
darling,
whether you like it or not.
No
it's just like me. When we fuck,
me.
I'm coming, whether you like it
no,
or not. You're like, well, but
no,
I didn't
no,
come.
No,
well, you know what?
Darling,
your vagina's not my problem. You can't
no
figure out how to fucking come. That's not my problem. I got mine. You get yours. Maybe you get a subsidy for that. Maybe you get some special fucking treatment from the government. I don't know, maybe we could have a Department of Orgasms for women so that we could fucking help you all find your fucking orgasms that you can't find because, of course, you're fat, hairy, and frigid. Greetings! It is I, the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the motherfucking interwebs. It is March the 2nd, the year of the Trumpenfuhrer, 2017. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Oh, the glorious People's Republic of Fort Collins. Oh, the glory. CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can send me email at God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. In the control room on the other side of the glass, seen but not heard the way women should be, is the lovely and adorable Randy, who is also happy about the trumpening because she's one of the very few Republicans I know. I had the stack of stuff. I had notes and I was ready to go. I was going to record an episode today. I was going to be nice and short and brief. I was going to blow through each of these topics, you know, the way your girlfriend blows through the cock carousel. I was going to blow through all these topics and it was going to be a good time. And then Aaron Clary, asshole that he is. And when I'm not just throwing these words out, guys. Aaron Clary is a professional asshole. He is, in fact, possibly, I haven't researched this, but it's on the internet, it must be true. He is the world's first professional asshole, assholeconsulting.com. Remember, if you go there, tell him the great one sent you. Say, Mr., this is how you start off your message. You say, "Dear asshole, the great one said that you, for a reasonable amount of money, could tell me how to fix my fuck-ups. He said I would have to do the actual work, but you could tell me how to fix my fuck-ups." So, Mr. Clary, please validate the great one's confidence in you and tell me how to fix my fuck-ups. That's how you start your email when you go to assholeconsulting.com and you send an email to get Mr. Clary, aka Captain Capitalism himself, to fix your fucking problems for you. Aaron Clary, professional asshole. The asshole ruins my entire fucking day because he sends me a message on the Twitterverse. Hang on, I gotta close the fucking email so I don't get distracted. He sends me a message on the fucking Twitterverse with a link in it. And I'm like, what's this? So I take a look at it. And there it is. Suddenly, all my plans for the podcast are shot because I have to talk about this, which means I have to talk about something else. Which means I have to talk about something else. Which is why it is 0950 in the morning. Well, there's no 0950 any time other than the morning. For those of you who are civilians, that's 9:50 a.m. And I'm drinking a martini. This is all Clary's fault. Unless... I didn't think about this until now. It's possible that message on the Twitterverse was not from Aaron Clary. It is possible that the Russians have hacked Aaron Clary's Twitter account. Right? I mean, yeah, right. Yeah, I know they're busy with other things like hacking the election, hacking into feminism, you know, creating the patriarchy. So at this point, is there anything the Russians are not responsible for? I'm just curious, because I'm not up on things, as we all know. All right, so anyhow, we're assuming that it's Mr. Clary using his Twitter account, not the Russians. He sends me a link, and I'm like, the fuck is this? And I click on the link, and my life has changed in that moment. Here we go. Links will be in the show notes. Federal judge, Fort Collins, the People's Republic of, where they have an ordinance for everything. Fort Collins. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I should have typed this into Google before we started. Okay, that's... Nope, that's old. Oh, wait. Oh, here we go! Yes! Oh, God. Oh, yes. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to cold read all of that. We'll get to it. All right. Deep breath. Federal judge, the People's Republic of Fort Collins, can't enforce ban on women going topless. My mind is boggling with all the possibilities. I'm working on how to... Oh, shit. I gotta write this down. Hold on. That another idea. If you heard the cast that Aaron Clary and I did together, we talked about some environmentalist stuff in there. And just a couple of days ago, based on that conversation, I had a great idea. Great. It's a great idea for a real business. I don't have the money to get the business started, but there's a business idea in there. Oh my God. Okay. So anyhow, if anybody out there wants to start a business that will make money and you've got some money to get it started, because it involves physical products and it would involve people to go out and actually do installation on location. So it's going to take some money to start up, but I have a brilliant idea that will make money. Okay. And I'm thinking about making a website for it as if it's a real business. Oh God. So at first I was going to make it a parody site, but I should make it an actual real website with a contact email and see how many people contact me for a quote. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in the presence of a genius. I just want you to know that. I know, you're a great one. You're always talking about how smart you are, and you're always talking. Oh, yeah, I know. Kind of like Garrison Keillor, right? But wait. Garrison Keillor licked Obama's ass and sucked Hillary Clinton's cock. Or was it the other way around? Basket of Inferiors came out yesterday. Garrison Keillor. If you missed it, go take a look at it. Don't look too hard, though, because Garrison Keillor is one of the fucking ugliest people on the planet Earth. I'm still not sure if he's physically deformed. Like, when he was coming out of the birth canal and his head popped up, did the doctor accidentally drop a bowling ball on his face? Or, you know, what happened? I don't know what the fuck's up with Garrison Keillor. Yeah, but he has got a voice. I mean, a face. He's got a voice. He's got a face for radio. Absolutely has a face for radio. Okay, we're 12 minutes into the cast. Let's get going. Fort Collins can't enforce ban on women going topless. Fort Collins, Colorado, the People's Republic of. A federal judge has ordered the city of Fort Collins to stop enforcing a policy that bans women from showing their breast in public. Oh, glory be. So I'm trying to figure out how can we, right? Like, I need a t-shirt that says, if you're a woman and you're wearing a shirt, you hate black people. Right? I mean, if you're a woman and you're wearing a shirt and a bra, you support Trump. I mean, you know, I don't know. Let's see. A woman who's not topless is probably a member of the Ku Klux Klan. There's just gonna be so many possibilities. It started with one woman. You know how many things have started with one woman? A lot of things, and most of them are bad. Every war in the history of the human species has started with one woman. It started with one woman asking, quote, if men can go topless, why can't women? Unquote. Well, because you see, men and women are different biologically. Oh, wait a minute. No, they're not. Wait, there's no such thing as evolution. There's no biological difference between men and women. That's a social construct. You see, men don't really have penises and make sperm cells, and women don't really have vaginas and make egg cells. And men don't really have higher levels of testosterone, and women don't really have lower levels of testosterone, and men don't really have, on average, greater upper body strength, and women don't really have, on average, lesser upper body strength, and men, on average, are not taller, and none of these things are true. There are no biological differences between men and women. All of these things are social constructs that were created by the patriarchy and the Russians in order to oppress women. Now, before we go any further, but great one. With all bullshit aside, where does the great one come on topless women in public? Look, here's the thing, guys. If you're a chick and you want to walk around without a shirt and a bra in public, I don't care. Now, some people say, well, I don't want to see the ugly ones. Well, here's the thing. The ugly ones, you still see them. I mean, you see their face. Like, there's this big fat woman in public. It's not like you can't see her face and her purple hair and her hairy armpits and the fat fucking blubbering over under her shirt. I mean, honestly, what's the difference between seeing a fat woman with a shirt on and a fat woman whose titties are hanging down? Either way, I don't want to look at it, and I'm going to see it's there. It's going to register in my brain. There's a fat woman with titties hanging down to her waist, and I'm going to look away and not look. I don't give a shit. If you want to walk, the only problem I have with this is that the women who walk around in public with their titties hanging out are not going to be the ones who should be walking around in public with their titties hanging out. Now, the greatest part is going to be the women who walk around with their titties hanging out. Men are going to pay attention to them, and then they're going to go, oh my God, I'm being sexually harassed because men are looking at me. Ultimately, this is where this is going. Okay. What have I attempted to explain to you about women? You know, there's something else I noticed about myself. Let's talk about me for a minute. There's something else I've noticed about my level of genius and insight and all-around superiority. And that's this. Now, as you know, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, I talk a lot of shit. But I've also been very honest with you people in that I'm not some kind of fucking player. I haven't banged hundreds of chicks. I'm not Roosh. I'm not Black Dragon. I wish I was, but I'm not, right? When it comes to, like, banging chicks, I'm not all that. I throw out my opinions. I tell you what I've done that's worked, like the fact that I've never gotten a phone number from a woman before having sex with her. Getting phone numbers does not work for me. Every time I get a phone number from a woman, no sex ever happens. That's just me. I'm not saying it's the right way. I'm not saying you should be. I'm just saying that's me. Okay. I don't have like all this banging chick experience. But when it comes to an intellectual understanding of why women do what they do, in so much as anybody can understand why women do what they do, because women don't even know why they do what they do, because women only have two compartments in their brain, right? Right, Randy? You can vouch for this. You're a chick, right? If you stick your hand between your legs, do you have a ball sack or a vagina? Is there an innie or an outie between your legs? Exactly, an innie. You're a chick. You can vouch for this. Women only have two compartments in their brain. One compartment is for shopping. The other compartment they don't use. So in so much as anyone can understand women, I, at this point, have perfected, I would say, a solid 95% understanding of women. Like all these women who are running around getting upset about Donald Trump, the reason they're doing that is because they want Trump to notice them. Because their bio, and this is completely not conscious mind. This is their subconscious. This is their evolutionary biology, which they think doesn't exist because they don't think there's a difference between men and women. These women want Donald Trump to impregnate them because Donald Trump is currently the alpha male of the planet Earth, of the entire human species. Donald Trump is the alpha male. And these women, their biology is so desperate to be impregnated by his sperm, so their rational hamster wheel mind creates these excuses about how they're going to resist and how they care about Muslims, which you'll notice none of these fucking nasty, filthy cunts gave a flying fuck about Muslims when the half-black first affirmative action second coming of Jesus president, Hussein Obama, was murdering Muslims with missiles launched from flying robots. Not one of these pussy hat-wearing cunts gave a flying fuck about a Muslim until the Trumpening occurred. And the billion bimbo bitch march has nothing to do with opposing Donald Trump and caring about Muslims. It's because these women want Donald Trump's sperm to be shot into their vaginas. That's all that's happening here. That's it. end of discussion. Well, a great one. You always say there's not one reason and there might be. No. There's nothing else to it. We're not talking about philosophy or physics or economics. We're talking about women's behavior. This is one of the most simplistic fucking dynamic events on the planet Earth. The behavior of women. The behavior of women revolves around two things. Gaining attention and gaining resources. Every fucking thing a woman has ever done in her entire fucking life can be broken down to either she wants attention or she wants resources. End of discussion. Well, great one. You always say things aren't that simple. Yeah, well, in this case, they are. The reason these females, I'll call them females, because I hesitate to call them girls or women. The reason these females are so obsessed with walking around in public without their shirt and their bra and with their titties hanging out is because they want attention. The women who are all, we're all pushing for this, you can use Google. Google is your friend. You can find pictures of women protesting this. Look at the pictures of the women who are in Fort Collins with these little fucking free the nipple signs. Most of them are all ugly. The reason they want to walk around with their titties hanging out is because they want attention. Because they also know that if their titties are hanging out, men will look at them. Whether it's from attraction, I feel sorry for those guys, or whether it's from disgust. Once men have looked at them, the women with the titties hanging out, once they've been looked at by a man, they can now be victims, right? Men are discriminating against me because my titties are hanging out. Men looked at me because my titties are hanging out. I have been raped. I am now a victim. I now should get resources. I should get special privileges. That's all this is. That's it. That's all that's happening here. Normal, well-adjusted, attractive women don't need to walk around in public with their titties hanging out in order to get attention from men and to get resources, right? Men will give those women resources. Oh, speaking of women, okay, so I still haven't seen the, what's the difference between three, is, oh no, the, what's the quote? I still haven't seen the, is 4/5 the same thing as 3/4 girl? But I met this other girl the other day, a couple of days ago, and we're talking, right? And I did not get to make any progress because something came up and she had to run away, like boom, just like that. I'm like, fuck. So anyhow, but I know where to find her. Anyhow, she's really cute. Very cute girl. Long dark hair. Fantastic body. Like just exactly the way I like it. Of course, her titties weren't hanging out, so I can't vouch. And I can't say for a fact she doesn't have hairy armpits. Around here, seriously, guys, I don't know where you're from, but here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, I have a rule. I do not hit on a chick. I mean, okay, she's got to be really hot, but for the most part, I try not to hit on chicks if they're not, if I can't see their legs, so I don't know, because there's so many chicks here have hairy legs. Like, if a chick is wearing long pants and a shirt where I can't see her armpits to confirm she doesn't have hairy legs and hairy armpits, I really kind of shy away. Anyhow, this chick, fantastic body, gorgeous ass, perfect tits, long dark hair, cute face, no mustache. Let me say that again. No mustache. Okay, and we're talking, and I'm like, she's cute. She doesn't need to be topless to get my motherfucking attention. And she says unto me, this might be, but I'm thinking about the things that women have said to me, like in not fantasy world, you know, it's like where, oh, let me call the rest of the volleyball team and have them come over. Not fantasy things, but actual real women in the real world have said to me. And of those things, this is easily in the top 5 sentences a woman has ever said to me in her life, or my life. or our lives. She said to me, wait for it, you might want to sit down, because this, I'm serious, I'm not fucking with you. You might want to sit down. If you're driving, you might want to pull over. Okay, I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. She said to me, quote, I am an engineering major, unquote. Guys, I nearly blew a load in my pants right there. Like, holy, I'm sort of going, oh my God, if she does not have armpit hair, this is potential unicorn material. Anyway, the point is, when you're a super hot engineering major, you don't need to walk around with your titties hanging out to get attention. Oh, no, no, it's or resources. It's like, what do you want? You want me to take you to, I'll take you to dinner. You want me to buy you tickets to the theater? I'll buy you tickets to the theater. Oh, you want me to pay your rent this? I'll pay your rent this month. Like, what do you want? You're hot and you're an engineering major. You tell me what you want. I am a boy. I am dumb enough to give it to you. Attractive women don't need this kind of shit. Attractive women do not need to walk around in public with their titties hanging out. All of this titty hanging out, free the nipple, pussy wearing hat shit, pussy hat wearing shit, fucking syntax makes a difference. This is all ugly women trying to get attention and resources. That's all it is. That's it. End of discussion. End of discussion. Okay. Quote, it's sexist because it specifically discriminates against female breast, unquote, Brittany Hogel said in 2015. Okay, hang on. Hang on. Hang the fuck on. Google is our friend. Let's see here. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. No! No! This is unreal. Oh, all right. Brittany Hogel typed it into Google. Here she is. Her head is shaved and her armpits are hairy. The pictures will be in the show notes. I can't make this up. Her head is shaved and her armpits have hair in them. Oh God, the pictures, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Here's another Brittany Hoagland who actually has hair and is not unattractive. The picture, oh my God. This is one of the most, and I mean, her face is really not terrible. If she shaved her armpits and grew her hair, she could be an attractive woman. It's just that would take work. See, that would require effort. It doesn't get, it just. When you say to me, great one, how can you be such a bastard? Well, you know what? When the things that happen in the world validate everything I say, when I am right, when I am always right, when I've always been right, except for the time that I said Hillary Clinton would be the next president, this is why you come on this podcast and you hear me talking about me and how great I am and how perfect I am and how right I am, because I am. Now, I notice that while there is apparently a problem with discriminating against women because they have titties, apparently, I notice, there is no problem, and you will notice this too, because if you listen to this podcast, you're not stupid. You and I will notice, because we're not stupid, that there is apparently absolutely no problem at all discriminating in favor of women because they have vaginas. I could spend a couple of hours talking about all the ways in which, you know, women receive special privileges because of their vagina. Right, I talked to this a while back, where some woman said, well, women, we're the ones who make babies, and we should get special consideration for that, or something along that line. Basically, she was saying women should have additional privileges because they make babies. And as I said at the time, it's like, okay, look, if you're a woman and you actually make a baby, I mean, okay, we could talk about that. At least you and I could have a rational conversation. Should women who have made babies gain certain privileges? But the idea that women who don't have children should get privileges simply because they can have children, that's bullshit, right? I mean, I am a man. I could have founded Microsoft Corporation. Should I therefore be a billionaire? Well, no. If you want to be a billionaire, you have to found Microsoft. That's how that fucking works. But again, see, women, they want the privileges that come with making babies. They just don't want to do the actual baby-making part. And this is the fucking female. And I got some more. I can't go down the road right now because there's too much to cover, but I'm watching a documentary right now about women in another country, and I'm watching it, and I'm going, Jesus fucking Christ, women really are this. We'd say, women aren't all the same. Yes, they are. Fucking, it's actually painful to watch this movie. These women are so fucking stupid and incompetent. And you hate women. No, I don't hate women. I just wish you'd shut up. I just wish you'd shut the fuck up about how you're better than me because you have a fucking vagina, but there's no difference between men and women. You're so goddamn dumb. You don't recognize that you can't say to me, women are better than men because they have vaginas, but there's no difference between men and women. You're just stupid. Everything in your entire fucking little tiny hamster wheel brain is controlled by your fucking emotions. You have no rationality, no reasoning, no logic. All it is you wanting attention and resources. And anyone who doesn't give you the attention and the resources you want is a racist, sexist, and homophobic. Okay. Hey, look, there's this other chick, Samantha, what's her name? Samantha Six. She is covered in tattoos and she's chubby. Her pictures will be in the show notes also. Okay, here we go. Hoagland. Her name is Brittany Hoagland. When your name is Hoagland, you know you're fucked. Brittany Hoagland, Samantha Six, and a group called Free the Nipple. Fort Collins made headlines across the country when they protested on the corner of College Avenue and Mulberry Street with nothing but opaque dressings covering their nipples. Yes, this is what Fort Collins is famous for. Fucking women walking around in public with their titties hanging out. One of the best places in the United States to live. It's been rated that by multiple different websites and magazines. Not making that up. There's people just flooding into Fort Collins, because this place has been, and it's going to shit here. It really is. I've been here for over 15 years, and it is. It took a while, and honestly, I predicted Fort Collins was going to have gone to shit by now. Like, I said Fort Collins would be a total shithole by 2015, and I was wrong about that. But it's definitely, the difference between when I moved here and now is very noticeable in the traffic, in the attitudes of people, in the friendliness of people, in the housing prices. Just, it's going to shit here. because there's all this stuff about how wonderful it is to live in Fort Collins and all these people are coming here and fucking it up. Anyway, it has nothing to do with fucking women walking around with their shirts on. Here we go. And I still have two more things to talk about. The Fort Collins City Council asked for public input, but ended up voting to keep the topless ban for women in place. Because remember, the government can't tell you what to do with your body. But the council added two exceptions, breastfeeding mothers and girls younger than 10 years old. Now, as an anarchist, of course, there should be no government. There should be none. If you want to walk around with your shirt, I don't give a shit. We live in a state of society operating within the boundaries of the state of society we live in. Yeah, I think this is fine. The breastfeeding mothers, who cares? And girls younger than 10, yeah, who cares? I mean, just the fact, and this is what's so pathetic, is that we, the royal we, have to have laws about this kind of shit. There actually has to be a law telling women you can't walk around in public without your shirt on. Because why? Again, look, I'm serious. If you're a chick, I don't care. If you're a chick, you want to walk around and your titties hanging out, go for it. But here's the problem. You women want a government that controls every aspect of people's lives. But when the government shows up and controls an aspect of your life, you want to get your panties in a wad. You get either government telling you what to do, or you get no government. You have statism, or you have anarchy. It is a fucking binary, like the gender binary that you think isn't real. It's male, it's female. You get statism, you get anarchy. Those are your two fucking options. A government that can tell people they can't smoke cigarettes in the public parks, which is what we have in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, that's a real thing, is also a government that can tell you you can't go outside without a shirt on. Okay. After the decision, Hoagland 6 and Free the Nipple, Fort Collins filed a civil lawsuit against the city, claiming the policy violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. You know what else violates the Equal Protection Clause? The fact that a woman can accuse a man of rape and just automatically believed and have to produce no evidence whatsoever. And then when the false rape accusation is proven to be false, the woman suffers no repercussions. That's one thing that violates Equal Protection Clause. On Wednesday, federal judge R. Brooke Jackson ordered an injunction preventing police and the city from enforcing the ban. And here's another thing about statism. So you have this ban that a woman can't go out in public with her titties hanging out. Okay, so if you're really going to enforce the ban, that means you have to have a police officer come over and do what? I mean, do you write her a ticket? Do you put like little, do all the police officers carry little stickies that they can put over her nipples? Do the police officers carry around like some extra shirts and they pull out the shirt and go, here, you have to put this on? Do they arrest her? The ultimate point here is that that police officer has to be paid for by me because I'm a heterosexual white man with a job. The women who are walking around, these women like Hoagland and Six, they don't have jobs. They don't pay taxes. They're parasites. This is one of the reasons why I'm opposed to this shit. I don't care about your titties, but why do I have to pay money via taxation for the police and for the city to have these fucking stupid laws and more to enforce them? I mean, what are you going to do? Arrest the bitch because her titties are hanging out? Come on, honey, we're going to jail. I'm paying for that. I'm paying that police officer by the hour. I'm paying for his gun and his uniform and his equipment. I'm paying for the fucking cop car. I'm paying for the gasoline in the cop car. I'm paying for the fucking prison. I'm paying for the goddamn time everyone has to do the paperwork. I'm paying for the electricity. When she's in the prison, they got to give her a shirt or else she's still illegal. I'm paying for the shirt. If she's there long enough, they have to feed her. I'm paying for that food. I'm paying for all of this. I am a heterosexual white man with a job. I'm not a parasite. I'm paying for all this. The number one reason why I don't want this law is because I don't want to pay for this shit. I also agree that she owns her own body And if she wants to go out in public with her titties hanging out, that's great. The problem, of course, is that then she wants her free birth control and her free abortions, and she wants all of her fucking privileges because she has a vagina. You got to give all that up, honey. You got to give all that up. You want to walk around in public with your titties hanging out, you got to give up all the fucking privileges. And that's the problem with the women. They're not going to give up their fucking privileges. All right. Quote, the court essentially agreed that any statute containing the concept that, quote, women are prohibited from, unquote, is likely unconstitutional, unquote, attorney David Lane said in a statement. So again, we can't prohibit women from doing anything because they're women, but we can prohibit men from doing things because they're men, such as the concept of, which I have talked about many times in the past, I was so ahead of the curve on this, male abortion. People say, man can't get it. Yes, he can. A man can say, I don't want this child. I am legally absolving myself of any and all financial responsibilities to this child. But you see, a man can't do that. A woman can. A woman can legally absolve herself of all financial responsibilities for a child. She can either abort the child, it doesn't cost money, or she can give the child up for adoption. And she will never, the child will never cost her money again in her life. Men can't do that. The only reason men can't do that is because they're men. This is why women are not interested in equality, because women aren't going to give up their privileges in order to achieve equality to men. In his ruling, Jackson disagreed with the argument that topless females might distract drivers and cause traffic issues that disrupt public order. I mean, I kind of agree with that. If you're driving your car, you look, I mean, honestly, hot chicks, it's not safe for me to drive. I don't own a car. I bicycle or walk most of the time. Sometimes I have a car. I had a car recently because I had to do some work-related stuff, and I was driving a car around, a rental car. And dude, I almost had like 7 or 8 accidents because I'm driving down the street and there's some hot chick. You know, and it's one thing when I'm on bicycle and I'm biking along and I see some hot babe and I'm looking over my shoulder. Because on your bicycle, if you have a wreck, you can really only kill yourself. But in a car, it's a lot different because you can kill other people. And so it's dangerous for me to drive an automobile. Look, topless women, they're, no. You're going to look at it, she's either hot or she's not, and you're going to be distracted either way. Or she's ugly and you're going to see it and you're going to go, okay, actually, see a fat, ugly chick with titties hanging out. You go blind. You run over a bunch of school children. All right, I could see that. It appears that underlying Fort Collins' belief that topless females are uniquely disruptive of public order is a negative stereotype that society considers female breast primarily as objects of sexual desire, whereas male breasts are not, unquote, Jackson said. And once again, we are dealing with a goddamn fucktard who doesn't understand fucking evolutionary biology. Yes, and this is the judiciary system of the United States. Yes, you fucking moron. Men consider female breast as objects of sexual desire. Yes, they do. This is a fact. I know you don't like facts, but this is a fact. Oh, I didn't do a trigger warning. God. Sorry, guys. I stated a fact without issuing a trigger warning first. Women do not consider male breast to be an object of sexual desire, not like a male's credit cards. Right? Women, they see a man's titties, they don't get excited. Men see a woman's titties, they get sexually excited. These are facts. These are not opinions. How do you live long enough to become a federal judge and not know that? The judge cited a researcher. Oh, a researcher. Well, there it is. Guy, we had a researcher. You know, There are some researchers who have shown that black people are less intelligent than white people, and some other researchers showed that Jews are inferior to Aryans. But hey, you know, we believe in science when it's convenient for us. The rest of the time, science can't possibly be. That's just alternate news, man. That's not real. That's the Russians hacked into CNN. The judge cited a researcher. This is good. They don't even use the word scientist. A researcher. Did you know that if you go to google.com and you type something in, like stupid federal judge, and you hit enter, and then you click on the first link that comes up, did you know that you just did research? You are now a researcher. Oh my God. The judge cited a researcher as stating that sexual objectification of the female breast leads to negative cognitive, behavioral, and emotional outcomes and contributes to higher rates of sexual assault and violence. Okay, I need a minute. I just need a minute to digest this. Here, this is what's being said. Listen to this. The sexual objectification of the female breast. Okay. Being sexually attracted to a woman's breast leads to higher rates of sexual assault and violence. In other words, men's attraction to women leads to higher rates of sexual assault and violence. People, when I come on this fucking podcast, and I say to you that there are people who want a race war, when I say there are people who want an actual war between minorities and women and white men, when people are actually trying to make it illegal to be a heterosexual white man with a job, I'm not just fucking making this shit up. I'm not saying this because I hate fucking black people and fucking brown people and fucking Muslims and fucking women. I am saying this because it is true. Listen to this fucking sentence. The judge, who knows jack shit about anything. How much intelligence do you need to be a fucking federal judge? Does he know anything about actual real science, philosophy, anything? The judge cited a researcher, not even a real scientist, a researcher. Does this researcher have a name? Is this research? Can you provide a reference to this so-called research so we can read how was the research conducted? What was the sample size? Can we see the data points? I have talked endlessly about the falsification of scientific information. I, to remind you motherfuckers, worked in biomedical research with biological weapons for 8 fucking years for the goddamn government. I have seen more falsified scientific research than you can even believe is fucking possible. I know what science really is nowadays. Who is this researcher? Where's the link to the research? The judge cited a researcher as stating that sexual objectification of the female breast leads to negative cognitive, behavioral, and emotional outcomes and contributes to higher rates of sexual assault and violence. That is an attempt to make it illegal, to make it wrong to be sexually attracted to women. And this idea, again, these people don't know anything. The idea that men are sexually attracted to a woman's breast, somehow without putting the rest of her into context. This just attack on heterosexual white men, that we're so shallow, that all we can see is a woman's titties. We totally ignore the rest. No, we don't. Trust me, I don't care how good your titties are. If you're fat and you have hairy armpits and you have blue hair and a mustache, your good titties aren't going to help you. They're not. All of this is wishful thinking on the part of women. This is women wanting to be objectified so that they can get attention and then play the victim card and get resources. And yeah, we're going long. Just fucking deal with it. The judge also disagreed with the argument that seeing a woman's breast could harm children. Okay, I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't know who's making the argument that looking at a titty can harm a child, but sure, I don't disagree. It's like a child. Now, what does harm children is the whole, sexual molestation part, where homosexuals like Leah Dunham and George Tiki or Tacky or whoever the fuck his name is, and Milo Yiannopoulos, where they fuck small children, that part harms children, but seeing a titty is not going to hurt a child. Quote, nor has Fort Collins provided any meaningful evidence that the mere sight of a female breast endangers children. The female breast, after all, is one of the first things a child sees, unquote, Jackson wrote. Quote, it seems, then, that children do not need to be protected from the naked female breast itself, but from the negative societal norms, expectations, and stereotypes associated with it. Again, the attack on Western civilization, the attack on men, the attack on the way things are. Lane called the decision, quote, another example of the federal courts enforcing the Constitution in the face of the police and the city fighting against the Bill of Rights. Oh, it's so glorious. Okay, I lied. We're not going to go long, because I didn't actually think I was going to be able to finish that. So we'll save the next couple of things I got to talk about regarding the People's Republic of Fort Collins for the next episode. How often is it that I actually get everything in one episode? This never happens.